Good afternoon. Hope you're having an awesome Erev Shabbos. So as is our custom, let's share one of the thousands of relevant ideas from this week's Torah portion that you and I can apply to our everyday lives. This week's Parsha being not just Vayakel, but also a special Shabbos called Parshat Shekalim. Now, the idea of Shekalim is that every Jew had to contribute a half a shekel to the temple to have it have the operational funds that are necessary. And the question is obviously asked, why is it that something has to be given? Is it called a half shekel? Why not just say, give a shekel? Why specifically a half? What does that teach us? Now, there are many ideas around this, all of them amazing, but I just recently came across one which explains it in a slightly nuanced but beautiful way. See, usually people say, from here we learn, we're all just halves, and we need to connect with others to be whole. That's a beautiful idea. We're a half, and we need to go ahead and work and connect with others to be whole. But I saw it explained slightly differently, that it's not that we're two halves and need to find someone to complete us that makes the message, but rather, from here we see that our natural state with others is really one. You hear the difference? Not that we see it as we're half on our own and should join with others, but no, we're actually one. That our natural state is one, and therefore we have to view everyone as part of our whole. And when we do that, we don't think of someone else as the other, but rather as a part of me. And if that's how I view everyone, well then I start to treat them like I would want to be treated because they are, in essence, a part of me. It's an amazing idea to help guide the way we interact with everyone we come across. If you ask me, it's actually a game changer paradigm shift. Everyone I see, it's not that I have to connect to them to be whole. It's that our natural state is we are one. We're halves of one greater whole. And when we're together, that is actually who we are. And so on that note, wishing you an awesome Shabbos, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.